Turning Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we're beginning 10 lines from the top with Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Shom. Eisvei, right in the middle of that line, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokish. If a Avodah Zarah breaks by itself, is it Mutter or Asur? Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asur because no one's Mevatla. The guy was not Mevatla. Did not annul this Avodah Zarah. Mishlokish says that he probably did, because he says to himself, if the Avodah Zarah couldn't save himself, it's not going to be able to save someone else, so therefore, he's mevatlet. So we have different kashas now. Rabbi Yechon asked to Rosh Lakish. The first kashas is from our Mishnah, Eisvei. It says in our Mishnah, Motza tavnes yad, tavnes regel, harei ele asurim, mpreks yoytzvem nevad. It says in our Mishnah, they find a broken tzelem, a piece of a hand or a foot, the loch is asa. And the Gemara's kashas amai, hoshvar minu, it's broken pieces, and if it's broken pieces, it broke by itself, so then it's, then what we say, that it's bottle, because it's broken. Bishlam, Rabbi Yechanan, just because it breaks by itself, it's not a raya, but according to Rosh Lakish, it's a problem. And for the Gemara, you could say, it's a svek sveka, you could have learned according to Rabbi Yechanan, talking about here, this mission is talking about vada v'dizara, and saying, therefore, it's broke. If it breaks, it's also because we're not sure if it broke by itself or not, or if the guy broke it. But in any case, the fear shlok is a tshver, a shvarm renu. And if the Gemara, Tergum HaShmuel, Ba'im Demal B'sisam, we're talking about where it was on a base. Since it was on a base, so we don't assume it was ever broken. It was made this way, it could be. It was made in Tavari Zara this way, according to Tyson's chapter 4. But it had a base to it. Since that a base to it, this is a Avodah Zarah itself, and therefore is no chashash it broke, and that's why, according to Rosh Lakish, it's not mutter. It's not called Shvarim, exactly. It says he found the Tavnes Yad Tavnes Regel. It didn't say Shvarim, it's Tavnes Yad Tavnes Regel. Tavnes says it was on a basis, and that's what makes it that it's not a chashash that it broke. Nishbar Malaham. Eisvei, not right. So the it says over here in this Mishnah like this: the loch is that a goy has the power to mevatel over the zara. A yid has no power to mevatel the zara. Not only that, a yid over the zara, no one can mevatel if it belongs to a yid. But a goy shavay the zara, a goy can mevatel his over the zara and his friends over the zara. Oyvichav mevatel over his chavim shaloi v'shachaveir. Yisrael ain't mevatel over his chavim shaloi v'chavim. Yisrael can't even battle a goy's of Zara. He can't battle his own either, but he can't even battle his the goy's of Zara. And the shaila is like this: Yisrael goes ahead and smashes a goy's of Zara. We're saying it's not battle. How could it be worse than Nishma Merla? If it couldn't protect itself from the Yisrael, so why isn't it? How can I trust in the of Zara? Says Yisrael takes some of Zara and smashes it up as a battle. It doesn't work. How could it be worse than breaking by itself? If breaking by itself is bottle, so sure, if the shawl breaks it to be bottle, so why isn't a bottle? I'll push us the guy, because the guy says to himself, this can't protect anyone. And for the Gabar Amabaya, the case that we're saying, that Yisrael in Vato is Chavim, is a case to Pachasa. He didn't actually break it into pieces, he just condensed it. He smashed it into a small, it became smaller. Let's say it was a hollow piece of a hollow statue made out of metal. You smashed it till it became one ball of metal. So you weren't mechaser it. You didn't make anything missing from it, but you smashed it. That's why it's not called a bittel. So Mars asked the kasher. So why not? I'm gonna buy it. Shapachas, you smashed it. V'chipachas might have a batnan. Pachas off. A guy smashed the vayzer. Obviously chasra batla. So tomorrow, okay, I'll tell you what. Hadn't me lead the pachas of chav. That's only if a guy smashes it, because he's showing I want to be mevatel it. Aval pachas Yisrael loy batla, but this Yisrael smash not batla. Are you going to ask me why didn't say it's like nishmar aleha and let the goy say it's not protecting itself? So look, Rashi answers the kasha. Different maskal. Aval pachas Yisrael loy. He's like Rashi. Loy domi loy is chavish to nishmar aleha. It's not similar to a goy to a Yisrael that broke by itself. The Yisrael broke by itself. The awesome amar I and afshal loy matzal can't save itself. How can save me? The guy thinks that the Berezar doesn't care about getting smaller. He's going to die. It doesn't care. He got a little small. He got a little smashed. But still here. The Berezar doesn't care. That's why he wouldn't protect himself, because it's happy. He got a little smaller. It's fine. So that's all. That's all. That's the pshat why it's not bottle. So more like Kasha, every time I stroll, it's bottle it. The case we're saying that Israel ain't mevatel means we just crushed it, condensed it without making not breaking any piece off. Rav is different teretz of the kasha. Why by Israel it's not considered that at least nishmar malah? But Rav Am lo yilom kipachas Yishol Nami batlo. Betzim, you're right. If Yishol smashes the goyiz of a Zohar, it's bottle. Why is it bottle? Because it's not worse than Nishmer Meleah. So why do we say if Yishol takes the smashes the goyiz of idol, it's not bottle? Because we have Xera. Xera Dilma Magbalo. Maybe the Yid picked it up first. Vahadum Vatlo. And the loch is, Vahava Avoyz Chavim Yad Yisrael. It's Avoyz Chavim that belongs to Yisrael. Vahol Avoydus Kechavim Yad Yisrael ain't a Batei Loilam. A Yisrael's Avadizorah is never bottle. You cannot be a Vatl Avadizorah of Yisrael. There's a pasuk that says that Avichavim can pass his Avadizorah, could be Vatl's Avadizorah. But by Yisrael, there's no such thing. Yisrael does not have. The shoulder of Azara cannot be bottled. And Stavka then, what you do is you have to grind it up and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. You have to get rid of it. There's no way to battle it. It's done. It's also not forever. There's no way to battle it. Akaponim, so what's the Gemara's Teretz? This Gemara's Teretz, you have to remember, we're going to have his Teretz a lot of times. Rava's Teretz says, really, you're right. If the Yid goes to smash the Azara smithereens, it's better than Nishmar Allah, so it should be bottled. The only reason why we say when Yisrael does not bottle it, it was scared, the Yisrael picked it up and made a kinyan on it. And if he picked it up and made a kinyan on it, so then it's his. And if it's his, it can't be bottled. That's the word. So Xero maybe is going to be kind of it. Agav, there is a kasha on that, that L'chayra, is there possible to have a kinyan on Issa Hano? So we also know to have a kinyan. It's a whole shayla. We're not getting into that right now. But it's a whole tumult in the Rishonim and the Achrayim, exactly how to learn Pshat over here. Maybe to arrive from here. Something right here. You could be kind of Issa Hano. But, or some say, just like, Ki'ilu I was kind of. I in the Rishonim and the Achrayim. Eisve, that's another kasha. Akum shehavi avonim mina makulis. Makulis is a vadizara. They make a pile of stones in front of the vadizara. So a guy brought and took the stones from the makulis. He took apart this pile. The chifa behem drachim. He made roads with tartiois. Some of Gur's astratia, which means like a square, the town square. He paved the roads in the town square with these stones. Mutaris. It's mutter for the Yisrael to walk on it, even though he's having a no. Why? Because a guy has the kayak to mevatel of a Zara. And he was a vatle by taking apart that pile, he's mevatel it. But the Yisrael, shehevi avonim arakulis, v'chivim drachim, v'tatiyah, it's asura, it's still asura. Why? Because the Yisrael cannot be mevatel of a Zara. Freit the Gemara, and my, t'havik of a Yisrael, v'shishmar le, it's not worse than breaking by itself. And for the Gemara, hakinami k'deravah, here also, the answer will be is, you're right. Yisrael Be'etzer could, if he does it, it will be bottled because it's not worth the Shmur Aleha. But here we're worried, maybe it was kind of at first. L'chayra, once you take it apart, it's not about his own. So what does it mean kind of at first? It's like Rashi, Kidirava, Dilma Magbala Lakulu, Makulis Bereisha, Vadavatav says it. He picks up the whole entire thing and then he says it. And then he picked it up. At first, it was kind of while still about his own, so Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn that the Bittul does not happen when I take apart the pile. The bitla happens when I pave the road. There's multiple geshmak, the Gemara says. It's very possible it was kainit. He took it to pave the road. Obviously, it was kainit. And the bitla only happens when I pave the road. So, the plug is Rashi, other Rishonim, what's the bitla by paving the road? Is it taking apart the pile? Or it's actually paving the road? But in any case, we have the same terrorists that really it should be bothered because it's not worse than the Shmur Allah. But Lamais, we're answering like Rava. Tais is going to be bothered at all the truths of like, the Ravas. Why are we asking the cash again? But in any case, for us, Baruch Hashem, we get a lot of yediyas in Masechet Vayezara. Every Mishnah, every Brisa is another yediyah.
What can you say by the pile of stones?
Yeah.
Every time you pick it up, it's still Vayezara.
Right. As long as it's still so Rashi, right. Rashi learns only when it's the same pile. The whole pile is intact, then that's when it's the only way to be kind is to pick it up. If not, it already becomes bottle when you take it apart. Other Hashem, we're like you, that until you actually do something with it, it's called a bit. That's what Hashem, exactly. Eisvei, yeah. Your side is the other side, yeah. Eisvei. A guy, you have here a varizara, it's made out of wood, and you shaved it down, and you have these, the sawdust or shavings is the right word for it. So you have a chavim that he, sheshifa a varizchavim, that a guy went ahead and shaved it down. Litzarchai, if it's for the tzarich of the avodah, litzarchai for his own use, he needs to have firewood, little pieces of firewood, shavings to start the fire. So if he did it litzarchai for his own good, he v'shefer motarim. The whole vezar becomes motu because he's a bat vezar. He took a vezar, he's just shaving it for his firewood. So that's a bittul, and obviously the shavings are motu. But v'yisrael shivar v'shavim bein litzarchai bein litzarcha. Say if he does it, I skipped the line. Litzarcha he v'shefer motarim. If he did it letzarich, the guy did it letzarich himself, the whole thing goes modikos bittel. Letzarcha, if he did it for the vayzara, make it look nice. So he has surah, the vayzara stays also because he's shaving it for the tzarich of vayzara. V'shufam mutarim, but the shavings are mutar because the shavings go leibud. So that's definitely bittel. That's mutar. But a Yisrael Shifa was Chav and Balan Sarah Chavet Sarah Chav, he was a fair assume, they're both Asr. Why they're both Asr? Very simple. Because a Yisrael cannot be a Vatal of a Yisrael. I'm afraid they're more a Kasha. Am I to have a Kavar Yisrael and Shifa Lel? It can't be worse than a Chav that broke by itself. So here, he broke it, he shaved it down. L'chari to be a Bittol. Again, with Chavet, maybe he picked it up, made a Kinyan it, and makes Kinyan it again. Yisrael of a Yisrael cannot be Bottle. Nacharai, Eisir. Rabbi Yossi Eimer. So this is what you ask for. What does Yisrael do with Avodah Zarah? He finds Avodah Zarah. What does he do with it? Eisir, Yossi Eimer. It's the next Mishnah. Talking about a metal Avodah Zarah. Sheikhik, you grind it up into sawdust. Vizar l'ruach, you throw it into the wind. Or matal yam, or you throw it into the water. Omru loy, the Chavim said to Rabbi Yossi, you can't do that. Afinas zevel. That sawdust turns into zevel. I can't have any enough from it whatsoever. So if you grind it and throw it into the wind, people are going to be none from it. And that's a problem. So, Freit the Gemara, what do you mean? Why isn't that a bittel? Am I to have a kavayis chav? If you grind it up, that's a bittel. So it's not worse than breaking by itself. So if you're a shlokish, it should be mutter. Again, fishing for your not shveri. This for is not enough. You have to have a bittel from a guy, lehadia. But according to Shlokish, that Nishvarla is enough. So how can you worse than Nishvarla? And the Gemara, same Teretz. Hachanami Kedarava. We're worried that you're going to be kind at first. The kind at first does not work. The bit does not work. Nacharai. Eser, 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 Matzah, Tzura is Darkoin. A Tzura is Darkoin. Darkoin is like a snake, or some say it's like a dragon, on a Keli. So that we assume is a Vedazara. So Matzah, Tzura is Darkoin, V'roishoi Chatoch, and the head is cut off. Safik Avicham Chatchoi, Safik Yisrael Chatchoi. We're not sure if the guy chopped it off or Yisrael chopped it off. And the difference is, if the guy chopped off the head of the dragon, then we know it's mutter. It's not a vizor. And if Yisrael did it, then it's awesome. So what's the halacha? So Safik Avicham Chatchoi, mutter, it's mutter. Vade Yisrael Chatchoi also. If the Yisrael did it for sure, then it's awesome. Now why is it mutter by a guy? Because it's Svek Svek, Rash says. Safik. If it's Vayezara or not, even though Apiroi, Tzura is darker than Vayezara, but Lamais, it's still a Suffolk. And even if it's a Vayezara, maybe it's a Yagoi, you chopped it off. So it's a Svek Sveka. But a Vadai Yisrael Chatra is also. So Freit the Gemara, why is it worse than Vizchom Elah? Might have a Koi, Vizchom Shishra Elah. Heck, it's worse than a Vayezara that breaks by itself. And for Gemara, Hokanami, the Rava. Like Rava says, it might have been kind at first, and Yisrael cannot be Mevatal his own of Vayezara. The next thing is talking about a Asherah tree. You have an Asherah tree, which is Avodah Zarah, and you're not having enough of an Asherah tree. So if you plant under it, so the Mishnah says over there, if you plant under this Asherah tree, it depends. If it's the summer, then it's Asabana, your vegetables. Your tomatoes are Asabana. Why? Because you're gaining from the shade. Sun beating on your tomatoes is not good, because it'll turn into a red tomato. It'll get ruined. But if it's in the winter, then the shade doesn't help you. So shade only helps you in the summer. So in the summer it's asr, in the winter it's mutter. Rav Yehi says even in the winter it's asr. Why? Because the winter some leaves fall off and it makes it fertilizes the yarukas. Rav Yehi says af lo yarukas b'zeh shami. Even in the winter you cannot plant under the asher tree because you need nana from the asher tree. How? Because the leaves fall on it and it gives it fertilizer. So you're having enough. Freight tomorrow, a simple question. Lachari, those leaves are things that are not of a desire anymore because it's bottled. This is for Melel. It's supposed to be the case. This is for Melel. He can't answer because of the it's not a child of Rabba. He's not a child of Israel. Here it says, it's Nusparo Melel, huh? And it's also still. It's a Bambakash or a Shlakish. Am I to have a Vizchov? It's just for Melel. It's like a Vizchov that breaks by itself. Now, right now, the Gemara thinks Ritva says that the guy says to himself, if this is a real of a desire, it's a cherry tree, it wouldn't lose any leaves. So here's losing leaves. It's not a real Avodah Zarah. So Chariot Shibato and for the Gemara Shani Hasam the Ikar Vayishchom Kiyam. I'll tell you the Teretz is that if the Ikar Vayishchom still Kiyames, there's no Heter of Nishbara Malah. That's what the Teretz is. You don't have a Heter of Nishbara Malah when the Ikar Vayishchom Kiyames. For the Gemara Kasha Tapa on base Ha Shifuyim the Ikar Vayishchom Kiyames. When the shavings, we said that is called a bittel. And the shaving of Shom Mutter is bit on it. Victana Tsarcha Hiya Surah Vishvamatarm. The Tsarcha makes the Vayzar still Kayam. And it says the vaydar is aser, and the shavings are mutter. L'chayra, the shavings. L'chayra, the by shavings, the ikar is still around. The ikar is still around, so why is it mutter? I can tell my dear, it's worse because I did a shaving, I did a positive maisa. Tosfos asked the shakasha, but like upon them, what the kasha is, they see that even if the vaydar is still around, it's still mutter, so that terror doesn't work. So back svera, by the asherah tree, why don't we say the leaves are kilu fell off by itself and it's nishbar me'aleha? Why is it isahana? It should be mutter as nishbar me'aleha. And for the Gemara of Huna Breda of Shuamar, if he's shayna, he's chavim, but l'derech glasa. He says, that's not called bittul. We said Ritva's havimina was, said the havimina Gemara was that a vaydar should protect itself, doesn't even lose any leaves. But we're saying, no, that, no, we're saying like this, not that if it acts like a regular tree, that's not called a bittul. And since the Asherah trees act like a regular tree, that's not called a bittul in the Avodah Zarah, and that is why we say that it's still being nana from the Avodah Zarah, from the fertilizer, and that's why it's aser, because that's not called bittul. Anything that falls off, derech ilos, like the top Rashi says, zed dak kol shon lahosher alon shalom legad lacherim, so therefore that's normal, but shaving off is not a normal thing, so therefore, there it's bittul, here it's not any bittul.